This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is celebrating a better-than-expected jobs report for May. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The thinking was businesses cut millions of jobs in May and that the unemployment rate would climb to near 20%. Instead, the rate dropped to a still high 13.3%, and employers added 2.5 million workers.
This report has surprised almost everybody,
including CFRA Research's Sam Stovall and President Trump.
I didn't know it would start this quickly.
Who was fast to take a Rose Garden victory lap, predicting an even faster economic recovery and calling on more governors to open their states for business.
I don't know why they continue to lock down.
Some economists predict the jobless rate will stay in double digits into next year, since it's unclear how many jobs lost during the shutdown are gone for good. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump also invoked George Floyd's name while praising the economic news on Friday. The president said an improving economy is the best thing that can happen for race relations in the United States.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. In terms of equality.
As protests over Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody continue, the president said equal justice under the law means all Americans need fair treatment from law enforcement, regardless of race. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has renamed the area near Lafayette Park in Washington Black Lives Matter Plaza. The words Black Lives Matter have been painted in huge yellow letters along 16th Street in Washington, near the White House. This is VOA News. The New South Wales Supreme Court has blocked a Black Lives Matter rally scheduled for Saturday in Sydney, Australia, because of the risk of a coronavirus outbreak. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian had asked protesters to avoid the rally because they could not guarantee adherence to health orders.
The protesters could not guarantee adherence to the health orders. They could not guarantee safe social distancing. And simply the number of protesters far exceeds the health orders. And we can't afford to have exceptions for anybody.
Police in New South Wales originally approved the protest on the understanding there would be fewer than 500 participants, but organizers said thousands of people were expected to attend. A protest in Melbourne is still scheduled to take place with state police approval, with an emphasis on Australian Indigenous people, including the deaths of Aboriginal men in custody. British scientists say they have stopped research into hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malarial drug that President Donald Trump hailed as a game changer in the fight against coronavirus and COVID-19. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, British scientists say the drug is useless.
Martin Landrae, an Oxford University professor co-leading the recovery trial, told reporters it doesn't work. Results showed no significant difference in death rates after 28 days, in length of hospital stay or in other outcomes for patients either taking the drug or not. US President Donald Trump has hailed the drug as a potential game changer. But controversy over its use grew after a study published in the medical journal The Lancet last month raised safety concerns. The study was then retracted on Thursday after its authors said they were unsure about its data. The World Health Organization is continuing its clinical trial of hydroxychloroquine, pending a review.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Europe could have its free travel zone running again by the end of this month. However, as AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, most tourists will have to wait until July.
The news should come as a relief to millions of Europeans still trying to work out their summer vacation plans, panicked by Italy's coronavirus outbreak in February. Countries had imposed border restrictions to try to keep the disease out without consulting their neighbours, moves which had negative impacts such as the blocking of medical equipment. Travel restrictions will, though, remain for many nations. For example, the US, Russia or Brazil will have to wait until Europe officials assess the virus in their territories is under control. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.